Here's Brian Windhorst of ESPN. How you doing, Brian?
Hello.
We were just having an MVP conversation, which we love, because with Kawhi here, it might actually be a realistic goal. I mean, it was never going to happen with DeMar or Kyle, right?
I agree.
I painted a picture, and you tell me if you agree or not. I think if the Lakers make the playoffs, and let's say they end up with home court, and LeBron plays 80 games and puts up LeBron numbers, I don't think there's a point in even talking about anybody else. I think LeBron is a lock. He'll win it. People will hand it to him. It might be unanimous. Do you agree with that or disagree with that?
You know, like, you're doing good sports radio right now, but here's how I'd have to answer that. Maybe. You know, maybe. You know, the thing about LeBron and the MVP is, for better or worse, the MVP race is typically framed over the first two and a half months of the season. And then we sort of see a race from there. Occasionally you see a late entrance, but almost all the time you can take a straw ballot at the All-Star game and you're going to have the top two. And what's happened is the last couple of years, LeBron has really sort of eased into the season. He's been the best player like in March and April, but he's sort of eased in. And by the time the race is being discussed, you know, he's in fourth place and, you know, his stats aren't as good. So, with a different mindset, with the fact that he's got to, in my mind, push the pedal from the start, that could be the case. But if the Raptors win 64 games and Kawhi Leonard is the same player he was 2 years ago, it's going to be more compelling than if LeBron leads the Lakers to 46 wins, which, if he leads them to 46 wins, it's still a great season. You know, a lot of times, the team success is really compelling.
Well, it's interesting what you say about the first 2 months kind of setting the tone for the narrative and the conversation and how it applies to Kawhi, where he had a double-double last night, played 37 minutes, more minutes than anybody else on the Raps, but there was some rust, and there's going to be some rust. And I actually was thinking about it last night, and I said it on the show. I can't wait to fast forward 2 months to see where he's at, but how quickly do you think we can see, and we will see, the real Kawhi Leonard?
You know, guys, I spent some time with the Raptors last week, and I talked to Kawhi, and I talked to the nurse, and I talked to Kyle, and I know Kyle pretty well at this point. And what really took me, what I walked away from that time is, they're just as a team in general, they're just being so tentative. You know, I look at them and I'm like, wow, is this a great team? It's deep. It's versatile. It's a very modern team. They have a bunch of guys who can shoot and defend and play multiple positions. I think Siakam, you guys didn't get to see it because it wasn't on TV, but I was at the game in New Orleans and Siakam attacked Anthony Davis like he was nothing. My jaw was on the floor about this kid who 3 years ago, when he was a rookie, you know, would go 5-6 minutes and never even touch the ball. Ananobi was a revelation in the playoffs last year. I think that's going to go. I look at the whole team and I think this is a badass team. And if things go right and they stay healthy and they come together, they could be right there at the very end. And the whole team, Kawhi included, is so tentative. And, you know, Kawhi was telling me, you know, I can't pay attention to anybody else's expectations of me. I have to pay attention to what my situation is. And I just think that one of the things that the Raptors are fighting is all the chaos and disappointment they have. When they, you know, they can't sort of play free. They have to play as the team that had the coach of the year fired. They have to play as the team that had all their stuff in line last year. They had their bench going. They had their defense. They restricted Kyle's minutes, and they got thrown out of the playoffs. They have to be the team that, yeah, Kawhi has a lot of expectation on him, but even he is trying to protect himself and hold back because he doesn't want to oversell and underdeliver. They all, you know, they're going to be as good as anybody. They've got to get in the mindset that they can be the best, and that includes Kawhi. He's got to be in the mindset that he can be an MVP, because I agree. Last night I thought he played a B game, and it was damn good for a B game, but he's got a lot more to give. This Raptors team can be great, but they have to get over their scar tissue and be a great team.
With Brian Windhorst of ESPN, I think it's a great point. And the psychological side of things, it's an intangible. You can't put a number on it, but it's real and it's there. And it leads me into my next question about what I'm hearing out of both coaches ahead of tomorrow night's game, where Boston's in town. It's going to be a great game. It's really hyped already. But Brad Stevens did a podcast yesterday, And he said, the Raptors are the best team he's seen on tape. Now, I don't know what tape he's watching, if it was preseason, if it was last night. He's like, this is the best team we've seen on tape. All offseason, he was asked about them. He said, they won the East in terms of the regular season. They're the best team, et cetera, et cetera. Nick Nurse asked about that today, and Nurse played the Vegas line, and he said, clearly Boston's the best team, and they're the deepest team. Like, why are they playing this game? Why does Brad Stevens feel obligated to pump the tires of the Raptors, and why is Nick Nurse pumping the tires of Boston?
Well, because of the media. Because if they come out and do what we'd all love to hear as fans and say, yeah, we're going to kick their butt, and then they don't, then they have to deal with the fallout. And that's fine. Like, well, you know, I always say judge a team by the way they play, not what they say. You know, like I went through this with the Cavs and Warriors. They talked about how they, you know, they weren't really rivals and blah, blah, blah. And then I watched them play on Christmas Day and they were drag them out, knock them, throwing elbows, you know, shoving each other. Like it was the most intense game, regular season game I'd ever seen. So let's watch actually how they play in the game and decide. But, you know, I asked Kawhi and Kyle about the Celtics, and Kawhi was like, you know, I really didn't watch him last year. I wasn't playing in the league. I mean, that's a ridiculous answer. And Kyle was like, well, some days we'll be good and some days we won't, you know? I mean, I just started scratching my head because I was like, you know, you guys could beat these dudes. Like, I know that they're the Vegas, you know, favorite and everything, but I look at this Raptors team and I just see awesomeness potential. And ultimately, I don't really care, and neither do they, whether they show that in October, but just as long as they, I think, at some point understand that they have this talent and they just match it with motivation. I think this is the best Raptors team they've ever had. And if Kawhi plays to his potential, he's got a chance to be the best player in the East. And by the way, the team with the best player in the East won the last 8 championships, right, or at least East championships.
As for DeMar, he made his debut last night, played well. And San Antonio picked up a win. What do you expect out of DeMar and the Spurs going forward?
Yeah, just great play because he's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, there's different tiers of athletes in the NBA. So, like, you look at a guy like Karl Towns, number one overall pick. He was all NBA his third year. They just gave him $180 million. I like him as a player. Forget about the Jimmy Butler stuff. You look at the history of guys who were all NBA in their third year. It's littered with Hall of Famers. I think Karl Towns is going to have a wonderful career. He's going to be an all-star a bunch of times. Then I look at Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is a guy who can carry a team at some point to a championship. It's probably not going to be this year. But when I have my best player, with all due respect to Karl Towns, I want Anthony Davis. With all due respect to DeMar DeRozan, as good as he is, love to have him on my team, can't have him be my best player. I have Kawhi Leonard. I have a chance to win a championship. That's what Masai Ujiri was talking about. And I understand that he was about, you know, as blunt as a hammer when he made that delivery, and he didn't do the greatest job when he did it. But his point was extremely well taken. If you're going to be a team builder in the NBA, you got to find a guy like Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant. We think Giannis. We don't know, but we're kind of excited about Giannis. Anthony Davis. That's the type of player you need. If you don't have a DeMar DeRozan, you'd love to have one. But trust me, the Spurs are farther away from a championship than they were a year ago, and the Raptors are closer because of Kawhi Leonard.
Always great catching up with you. Thank you, Brian.
Take care, guys.
There's Brian Windhorst of ESPN. Always brings the heat.
He was bringing it.